Breakthroughs. Hallelujah. Praise God. As we just finished praying, the Lord just showed me right now that somebody, you have two people specifically in your life that you must do without. Two. Clear. Two. Like two. And that's do without, not count as an enemy, but they are not really good influence. Two. And you know them. Amen. Thank you, Father, for tonight. Thank you for the entrance of your word. Thank you for our minds are renewed again. Anios togovate, alis tegevintes, alirandes togovane, master gadei, makati. And particularly a guy, aranes to valirandes to valiraesta, ayambanis togovasta gavala. Take off wrong influences. You don't need it in this journey. Take off wrong influences. Sipikintis togavintes togoninios. Please sit down, everybody. And rostoga, vantikis toga, vostoga valis. Stugo valleys, take a vidin randy, stugo vanda, stugo valos. Yegamana, stugo vanda, zantis, stugo vanda, mastega vantis. Take off wrong influences. Generally now. Take off wrong influences. Take it off. Take it off. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Your profiting is tied to, heeding to that instruction. Take off wrong influences. Glory to God. Amen, amen. Okay, so much to do today. Let's dive straight into it. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. See, hope you know that your dedication, your devotion, this act that you showed for the world is all you need to actually to walk in the power of God for the miraculous. This is your devotion. That's why I love to beg you that let your heart be in what you are learning. Let your heart be there. Don't be in church and your heart is not in church. Don't be learning a concept and your heart is not there. Ensure your heart is where? With what you are learning. Let your heart be there. Let your heart be on active Christianity. Let your mind always be on active Christianity. It cannot just be what you set your mind on in the evenings. Let your mind, let your heart always be on active Christianity, that the participation of your faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing that is in you in Christ Jesus. Amen, amen. So we call this pre or post, pre slash post maritals in Christ. That means before marriage, after marriage, or should I say, just things as I prepare or after anyone. Okay, you remember, how many of you took time to listen again to Monday? Anybody? 1, 2, 3, awesome. Thank you. That's good. Please, don't forget, you have various tools at your disposal here. They are all to aid you, to aid your comprehension. They are to aid you. They are to aid you. Myself, I have to listen to myself again, and I was blessed. It will aid you. It will aid you. So, as we are not just trying to be everywhere, we are trying to commit you to spiritual growth. Say, I am at an advantage. Hallelujah. Say, I'm privileged being here. Say, I am unique. Say, I'm privileged being here. Say, because I'm the one responding to God's love. Hallelujah. That's the point. You are the one responding to God's love. God is calling all men everywhere, but you are the one that you are responding. So you are privileged. Praise God. So you are not in church because you are disadvantaged or because you don't have what to do, but you are the one in the plan of God. God wants all men in his image. You are not only in his image, you are also learning of him. Say, I'm unique. Say, I value myself this way. Say, because I'm the one responding to God's love. Say, I don't see myself as missing out in anything. That's the point. Don't always look at yourself that, some people are jiving, some people are now, me, I'm always here in church. No, you are actually at an advantage. The apparel is not lacking people right now. Hotels are not lacking people. All manner, ShopRite is not lacking people. Only church lacks people. Praise God. I mean, and let me say, only the righteous lacks people. But you are the one in God's love. You are the one in God's knowledge. You are the one in the ministry. You are the one. Say, I value me. Yeah, value that mindset. Don't, when people are seeing you as the scum of the world, you see yourself as the pride of the world. You are the security of the world. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, he said, he that letteth with keep letting till he's taken out of the way. Talking about the believer. That means you are actually the security of the world. Amen. He's saying, that means he's saying the destruction. Let them be shouting up and down that one nation want to send nuclear bomb. He said, as long as the believer is here, nothing will happen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Sorry, we're into marriage, not eschatology. Okay, so Romans chapter 12, verse 1. It's going to be long, so I will be a bit fast. So ensure you are on top gear, your notes, your pen, your mind, full alert. It's just good to just be alert. Just surrender yourself. Enrique, thanks for coming early again. Awesome, man. So Romans 12 from verse 1 and 2. Let's read together. One to go. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Quiet, I didn't know if you want me to suspend you. I gave you a clear instruction. I am not seeing it happening. Verse 2, let's read together. Yes, sirs. Be not conformed to this world. Be not transformed by the what? By the what? Come on. By the what? Renewing of your mind. That you may what? Prove what is acceptable, perfect will of God. Amen. That you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. So that you may prove, that you may excel in, that you may substantiate. And we read the last time, we have seen that good, perfect will of God is the ministry. So that you may substantiate the ministry. The ministry. So he said, don't be conformed to this world, be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that you might substantiate this ministry. So the only good, acceptable, and perfect will of God there, context, is talking about ministry. Say ministry. So 2 Peter chapter 1, that's IJ's favorite scripture, from verse 3. So right now we are serving to prove that God has made us faithful. He has made us faithful. Before we started ministry in salvation, we are called faithful. So now we substantiate that. We make that real. We substantiate that. We substantiate that. 2 Peter 1 verse 3, according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that called us to glory and virtue. Verse 4, want to go? Read. Promises that by this we might be partakers of the divine nature assignment, having escaped corruption that is in the world through lust. 5 now, based on this, beside this, giving us diligence, add to your faith what? Virtue to virtue, knowledge to knowledge, temperance to temperance, patience to patience, godliness to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness what? Charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be what? Barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. You can see that. So if these things are in you and they are bound, the same thing is saying in Romans 12, be transformed by the renewal of your mind that you may substantiate this ministry. Peter is saying, if these things be in you and they are bound, they will make you not to be unfruitful. Verse 9, but let's read 9 together. I want to go help me. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten. Wow. He hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. See, I'm not a forgetful error. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election what? Sure. That's to prove there, to substantiate. Oh, for if you do these things, you shall never fall. Amen. So an entrance, talking about the reward, shall be ministered unto you abundantly. Talking about rewards into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Lastly, verse 12. Want to go? Let's read. Yes. Wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though you know them and you be established in the present truth. Amen. So you could see the things he was mentioning. He was mentioning in godliness, which is your devotion, brotherly kindness, Philadelphia, charity, agape, temperance, patience. And you could see, go back to the same Romans chapter 12. This is the same thing that Paul was describing here for ministry. Let's read from verse 7. Romans 12 from verse 7. 12 from verse 7. Want to go? Yes. Our ministry. Let us wait on our ministry. Either teacheth on teaching, either exalted on, either giveth, let him do it with what? Simplicity. Either ruleth with what? Diligence. That's devotion now. Okay, either showeth mercy with what? Cheerfulness. That's Philadelphia. Let love be without what? Dissimulation of all that which is evil. What do you do? Crypto. Say crypto. Yeah, crypto that which is good. Verse 10, be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love in honor, preferring one another. Not slothful in business, but what? Fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patience in tribulation, continue standing in prayers, distributing to the necessity of the saints, giving to hospitality, bless them that persecute you, bless and curse. Now, why? Go back to verse 2. Why all this? That you may what? Prove, right? What is the good, acceptable, and what? Perfect will of God, that you may prove. Peter said it. Go back to 2 Peter chapter 1. How did Peter put his own? Verse 8. If these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. Same thing, right? Yeah. So we have seen that in ministry, divination changes. Several things changes. Before, I can give up on things easily, but I start, but now in ministry, I've learned not to give up on people. If someone offends me, my place of work, I can cut him off. But in church, I dare not, because now I am gathered for a greater cause. So that means ministry changes our divination. Ministry changes our appreciation of things. Before ministry dawns on you, how you perceive marriage might be different. It's okay. But the day you understood the purpose for life, the day you understood the reason for life, everything changes. There's a redivination. There's a redivination. Before, the meaning of love to you is maybe is these sweet things, pa pa pa. That's all love is. In ministry, love is different. Or love is more. Amen. Making your calling and election sure. So, like we said on Monday, for the sake of the ministry, a lot of ideas has got to change. So we said clearly, any institution of man that came into being after creation must respect the purpose of creation. Any institution of man that come into being after creation must what? Respect the purpose of what? Creation. And we have seen that salvation and its ministry is the purpose of creation. Because even before the first man was formed, we saw the reason for man. It's so sad to go through life without knowing why we are here. Salvation and its ministry, it predates creation. So everything makes sense once priority is maintained. Everything else will make sense. Everything else will be sweet as long as priority is maintained. Not outside priority. If you run after things outside the priority of God, firstly, you will not be pleasing God. Secondly, it's risky. If you run after things at the expense of purpose, firstly, what will happen? You will not be pleasing God. Secondly, it's risky. Because that joy you seek in things, in career, in marriage, you may not get it. That joy that you solely seek in things, in career, in marriage, you may not get it. So it's risky. It's risky to think that, I will be happy when I am finally called a professor of economics. So when I've reached the apex of my career, right? Therefore, I will say, wow, I have arrived. But some people got there and yeah, they still commit suicide. So why? Some people marry the so-called richest man, very rich man, and they still go for divorce. Why? Amen. So, if you pursue things outside priority, why? Two things. Number one, you're pleasing God. Secondly, is what? It's risky. And you know, if you have seen play some rich men, rich, stinkly rich, but yet, you know, they are so directionless. That's not you. Say, that's not me. Okay. Matthew 22. So now you understand this clearly now. Matthew 22:36. It's open. Well done, everybody. Matthew 22, verse 36, rather. 36, 36. Matthew 2:36. Master, which is the great commandment in the law? Wow. Let's read 37. Want to go? Yes. Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. Again, let's read that again. Want to go? Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with how many? All thy heart and with what? All thy soul and with all thy mind. 20:38. Want to go? This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. 40, slowly. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Now, some people just say, what is the commandment? You just say the commandment is love. Read it well. These are not unnecessary words. There is a first, there is a second. Say there is a first. I'm not doing I wrote it too. It's there. There is a first. There is a first, there is a second. Very specific. And the first is to love God. And under loving God, you will find the word and his ministry. The word and his ministry. This is just all many should get right. Many try to start from number two. There is a first. In thinking about marriage, don't forget there is a first love you have. In thinking about doing well in life, there is yet a first love. In thinking about having a good hobby, there is yet a first love. Proton, first, priority. Amen. So, the second love makes sense if the first is done. If the first is not sidelined, that is when the second will make sense. The second makes sense if the first is not sidelined. Now, so again, let me ask you this question. As he said, you should hate anyone. Hello? As he said, you should hate anyone. But there is a priority in your expression of love. Simple. Simple. There is a first, there is a second. 2 Corinthians 5 again, 13. There is a priority in your expression. He has not said, love God first does not mean hate your neighbor. He's just saying, hey, this is first. Proton. 2 Corinthians 5, 13. Well done. Let me fast today. For whether we be beside ourselves, it is to God, or whether we be sober, it is for your cause. For the love of Christ constrains us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we are all dead. 15, one to go. Let's read together. And that he died for all, that they which live should what? Not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them. Okay, I can hear your voice. Everybody, verse 15. Again, want to go help me? Yes, sir. In that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Amen, amen. So, feel free. See, love men. Love people. Seek good jobs as you live for Christ. Seek good marriage. Have a good marriage as you live for Christ. Do well in your business as you live for Christ. There is a constant. Say there is a constant. So that the constant must not become probability to you.
Oh, sorry. The constant must not become the variable, right? Mathematicians, right? Constants are what? Variables. The constant must not be the variable. X is greater than X provided K is a constant. Amen, amen. Praise God. Someone will ask me, can a Christian be a love singer like Celine Dion? I say, what's my business? What must be done must just be done. That's all. As long as you're not using it to promote anything fleshly. Singing about love, is love not of God? Huh? It's not of God? It's of God. But the issue is always, people now say, I'm primarily a businesswoman. I'm primarily an actor. I also serve God. You are not okay. Simple. God cannot be I also. It cannot be the conditioner. Any labor, anything offered to God, any service offered to God, with that mindset of conditioner, when I'm free, when I'm chance, when I is not acceptable. Okay? See, go to Luke 14. Now you understand this better now. Luke 14, these are things I must lay very clear before last 15 minutes, and I'll just say something again about relationships. Then we'll continue on Friday. Luke 14, 25. And there went great multitudes with him, and turned and said unto them. At times before, when we read these things, you know, when we are still learning the word years ago, 10 years ago, when we just get to a place that you say, this one, Jesus is just talking under the law. And Jesus is just joking. Or he does not know what he's saying. Amen. He has not said you hate anybody. He has not said you kill anybody. Come on, let's read verse 26. One to go. Let's read, yes. If any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. What is it? Waladeo. Hallelujah. 27, slowly. And whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Don't forget. When you are reading this, you just calm down. As he said, hate anybody. Yeah? So, no, I mean, although it looks like, okay, yes, if you don't hate your father, don't forget, yeah, this is languages, okay? It has gone from one language to the other. So, what they are calling hate here was not, could not have been hate before. Don't forget. What are the two greatest commandments? Love God and what? Love your neighbor. So, clearly, what do you think he's saying in all these places? Write clearly in my notes. Say, Jesus, I know there's no hatred in me. So, what are you saying? Maybe write it, you know, like that. So, when you see things like you say, okay, Jesus, what are you saying? At least there is no hatred in me. You only have hatred for the works of the devil, for unbelief, for sin, for sickness. Not for men. Say, not for men. Also, in fact, even if you say you want to hate your father and mother and your wife, he says you hate your own life too. So, does that mean commit suicide? So, obviously, that cannot mean anything like that. But it cannot be my life before the gospel. It cannot be my family before the gospel. It cannot be my marriage before the gospel. It cannot just be. It cannot be my will before the gospel. Somebody will ask, okay, must I therefore be stagnant in things of life? No. In fact, let me say this way, not necessarily. That's not what he's saying. When I was teaching about visions, like months ago, why did I tell you that some people usually hear words like abandon your family, go and preach in Kutagura? And he said, that means he has been hearing God in little portion, serve God. He said, no, I'm busy. Serve God. No, my family, serve God. So one day, when I get with those verse to you, say, leave the family, leave everybody. I'm calling you now. go somewhere. So that is not the perfect thing. That is just a ripple effect of your disobedience. Hallelujah. Say, God can be served in the state we are. Okay, so please, what's my answer? I wrote my note. I said, must I therefore be stagnant in the teeth of life? And I answered, not necessarily. But ask yourself this question. Firstly, who are you measuring yourself with? That's the first question. Who are you comparing yourself with? Must I be stagnant in the teeth of life? Not necessarily. But who are you comparing yourself with? Who are your mates that you are measuring yourself with? So, at times, if the gospel demands that you pause down some endeavors, that you slow down some pursuits, so be it. So be it. But it can never be shut down your career. It can never be shut down your marriage. That is why we are taking time to learn this correctly. So somebody will not get intense and come say, no, God is really calling me right now. I cannot. Family, sis, just go and stay on your own. Oh, no, now I'm into full time. Well, therefore, That's what we are learning early right now. Amen, amen. So I'm saying it, but it can never be shut down your career. It can never be shut down your marriage. So, I dare to say this message should only be taught where doctrine is understood. This message should only be taught where doctrine is understood. Many have left all only to preach a failed gospel. Left your career, you left everything and you went somewhere and you are doing deliverance. Up and down. Who sent you? You are going to miss in two places. You miss earthly, you miss heavenly. That is why none of this portion of the Bible is standalone. 2 Timothy is saying, how many scripture? All scripture. That means before I'm reading this one, I must have read John 3:16. I must have read what the gospel is. I must have read 2 Corinthians 5. I must have read John 3. Are you with me? So Jesus did not just carve this out and send to you. No. Say all scripture. Say we must get everything. So, amen. So this is why we first learn what it takes to do the ministry. So, also, it doesn't mean it is when I am not doing anything else that I am serving well. No. Please write that down. These are instructions. Write it down. It doesn't mean it's when I am doing nothing else that is when I am serving well. No. Serving well is doing what you ought to do. Simple. Especially in the unit of the body that you have chosen out of sincerity. Serving well is doing what ought to be done in the unit of the body you have chosen out of sincerity. Again, serving well is doing what ought to be done in the unit of the body that you have chosen out of sincerity. That means you cannot say, I am here and I want to serve God in closer style. You serve in the pattern of where you are. That means that same reason I didn't go to Koza. That same reason I'm saying Koza like this. No, they are good church. Sorry, pardon me. So that same reason should actually keep you under the instructions here. Luke 14. You can see there. So generally, write this down too. It's your choice to choose a place, but then it's God's requirement on you to follow their pattern. It's your choice to choose a place, but it's God's requirement on you to follow the pattern. Amen, amen. Amen, amen. Nobody like people like Pastor Nika, but they don't like his pattern. No, that's not good. Without these things, we may not be like this. Hallelujah. So tell your neighbor, say, don't like us, but hate our pattern. Thank you. Luke 14, now go back. Come back to what you are saying. Luke 14:26. Again, let's read 14:26. If any man come to me and what hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sister and yea his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. So we all have, I will explain this when I'm coming. So we all have to drop some ideologies if it completes, if it conflicts, conflicts. Some ideologies. Once it conflicts, we drop it. Guess what? Some of us, we have more things to drop than the other. Some of us, we have more things to drop than the other. Write this down. Submission can never be risky. Lack of submission is the risk. Especially in a place like this, submission can never be risky. Lack of submission is the risk. Beware of that one. Beware of lack of submission. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Say, I'm not blinded with ego. Come on, speak with me. Say, I'm not blinded with ego. Okay, go to Matthew 10, 37. I'm still looking at marriage. Look, Matthew 10, 37. You know when you are there, don't be blind with ego. Don't. Matthew 10, 37. Slowly, let's read. Once you go, he that loveth father or mother more than me. Now, this is Matthew's explanation. This is what Luke put as 8. So it's preference that Luke only wrote as what? 8. Thank you. So, he that loveth father or mother more than me, let's read please, is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And 38, he that taketh not his cross, and followeth after me is not worthy of me. Now, he didn't say, against what some people usually say, he didn't say you take up your cross. Say, take who? His cross. Say his cross. Philippians 2, his cross, not your cross. He's not saying carry your suffering, carry your sickness and be following me. That's not what he's saying. He's saying carry his cross, carry his mindset, the mindset of Jesus. The cross of Jesus talks about that sacrificial mindset of Christ. The cross of Jesus talks about that mind of Christ. So when you are saying carry, take up your cross, he's saying let the sacrificial mindset of Christ be your mindset too. Philippians 2 verse 4. Let that sacrificial mindset of Jesus, let that be your mindset too. Philippians 2 verse 4. Look not every man. Okay, I'm sorry. I know I'm fast. I'm sorry. I'm trying my best. No, it's good to close early so people can go back to their homes. Philippians 2 verse 4. Look not every man on his own things, but every man on the things of others. Verse 5. Slowly, want to go? Yes. Let this mind be in you, which was also where? In Christ Jesus. That is the cross of Christ. The mindset of Christ. It's not saying your own cross. Don't carry your own cross, but carry his cross. In Christianity, we don't carry our own anything. It's his cross. His mindset. His sacrificial mindset. Okay? Who being in the form of God, he was God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation and took upon himself the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Amen, amen. Say trade-offs. Say trade-offs. That's what he's teaching. So the same way Jesus traded, is it trade or traded? Is there anything like traded? Yes. Traded off his rights. He's saying you two pick the same mindset. Pick the same mindset. So that's the key thing. So when a millionaire guy that does not send your Jesus, does not send your ministry, is asking for your hand in marriage, just trade off. It's not even not, you're saying to think about. Just trade off. Hallelujah. Praise God. Say, I'm wired for God. Say, I think in that line. Thank you. Go back to Matthew 10, 38, 39. Matthew 10, 39. These foundations are so important. 10, 39. He that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loseth his life for my sake shall what? Shall find it. Wow. Go back to Luke again. Go back to Luke 14 now. Luke 14 again. Now read everything. Do you know why Jesus was talking like this? Because by default, the world system, they have set a pattern. For instance, hope you know by default, At least, unless a very wicked boss. If you say you are getting married, won't they give you honeymoon holiday? They should, right? Let me say, they will. But you say, sir, my church is having 3 days, 3 days fasting and prayer. What will God say? Do you have another job? Is it your church that is paying you? In fact, and I didn't know. So there is a system in the world already that respects and guess what? You know, funny enough, this system is only in Christianity. That awkward system that respects family, everything more than your devotion is only in Christianity. If you work in the Middle East, maybe in one of the India oil companies, if one of those guys, if you are despised and you are a Christian, and you have people under you that they are not Christian, maybe they are Muslims, if they said that if you are working on a platform or you are working somewhere, and you said and they said that it's time for their prayer, that they want to go and pray, and you said no, they cannot go, they will deport you in 72 hours. You will be deported back to your country. So now, but it's only us that we treat what we have as what? As culture. People with perversion, they edge strongly. Amen. I hope you have seen in front of a quest house. Okay, maybe that is. I know if you have been driving nuts before and driver suddenly stop. I don't know what he's doing. I just say him bring out mats. And you're wondering, what is happening? What's happening? By the road. Amen? You then Christian, you're getting angry. Which type of thing is this? That is why all their stuff, it respects their religion. They have rules that respect, like not just constitutional rules that respect their religion. But tell me one in our constitution in Nigeria. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, I understand the pros and cons of that. I'm only saying it's only us. And why do you think this is happening to us? Why? What will the devil fight? Will he fight light or fight darkness? That's clear. So Luke 14:26. I've said a lot by saying that. So it's actually a thwarted system that we cannot do anything about. So now I'm not saying go and change the constitution. I'm not saying go and raise black cards. No. We must be having conversion all the day. We must be having. See Luke 14:26. It was so funny. Some Christian boss, they will tell their staff to come on Sunday. Some Christian boss, Christians, come and walk. They are Christians. Like, I don't understand. I love to think about that. I wish I can just think like them one day. How do you do it? And nothing breaks you. And this girl should be in church. Amen. So Luke 14 again, 26. Okay, if any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and his wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whosoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. So a lot of people want to serve God for getting the cross attached. Now you are understanding the meaning of that song that we sing. That the one who gave him life, he served, so he served. By the very life he gave. That's the point. A lot wants to serve God for getting the cost attached. No. 20:28. For which of you? See the point now. For which of you? Again, though, it's honorable to be a minister of the gospel. But see the cost. Let's read 28 together. Want to go, please. For which of you intending to build a tower, seated not down first, and counted the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it? Next, aptly, after he had laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all that building began to mock him, saying, this man began to build and he was not able to finish. A what king going to war against another king sat not down first and consulted whether he'd be able with 10,000 to meet him that coming against him with 20,000 or else. Why the other is yet a great way off. He sent an embassy and desired condition of peace. 23. One to go. So likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple. Say cannot. So we cannot just overlook these words. We cannot overlook. Now, listen to me. I know my wife is sitting there. I'm not forsaken. So listen. But firstly, what we do before is to behave like these things are not in the Bible. We just read it and what? Just escape. Just rush to John 3. Awesome. Ephesians 1. Glory to God. Ah, finally. So if he says, forsake people, forsake your father, forsake your mother, forsake your wife, forsake your life. So what remains? So forsake what? That's the question. Go back to 2 verse. Oh God. I'll read this 26 again. There is something you must see there. If any man come after me and hate not. So, it's not as much as the people than the attachment. Write that down. Now, see everybody described there. There are people who are very personal to you. You describe the father, the parents, the wife, the kids, brothers and sisters, his life. So, he's talking about the world's definition of those people. That attachment. So, Jesus is not anti-family, no. But he is anti-leave ministry for the sake of family. Jesus is not anti-family, but anti-leave ministry to face your family. What he is against is leave ministry to forsake. So is that attachment? If you follow this series through, you will understand everything. You will understand the way out, the solution. Paul gave us the way out clearly. And we're going to see it. Okay, so I read again verse 33. So likewise, whosoever be of you that forsaketh not all this that he hath, he cannot be my disciple. So there are things in the society that we have accepted as norm. One of the things is that the family supersedes the ministry. That is why some churches, now I'll come to that, that should be on Sunday, the week. So-called idea of family Sunday, family weekend, they will say the family is first. Hope you know, on Monday, what was the question that we answered? Is marriage the what? First institution, right? Created. So, if marriage is not the first institution created, how can family be the first institution? Where did family come from? It's not from marriage. Are you with me, brethren? Where do you have family from? So, what, family or marriage, what comes first? Marriage, right? So, family is an offshoot of marriage. So, if marriage is not priority, how much less family? Don't quote me wrong today. 2 Timothy 2. Just open. Just follow. Feel free. I know you have not heard something like this for a long time. It's when you are attending Deeper Life years ago. That's when you heard, that's when you heard things like this. So, there are things that we have accepted as norm in society. Does the family supersede the ministry? Mm-mm. That is what Jesus is changing. Now, again, please write this down. Jesus is also not beefing your family. He's not rivaling your family. Say, see how, he likes our husband. See how, you're not staying, no, you're not staying in one corner. Which corner? Which corner? Jealousy corner. See how now. You saw after you already prayed. The point is, you will not be able to do the things you ought to do. That's the point. You will not be able to do the things you ought to do. Okay, 2 Timothy 2 verse 4. Write that down, please. That's the reason. It's not saying, as you are doing that, you are making me angry. No, but that attachment will take away profiting from your assignments. To take away excellence from your assignment. That attachment. There is an attachment of the world to family that they have sold to us. That is what he's correcting. And I will explain it. Just right below 2 Timothy 2 verse 4. Somebody will say, I've not gotten to this level, Pastor. This is for the woman. So what should I give you? you go pod your. Okay, 2 Timothy 2 verse 4. Thank you. Let's read together slowly. One to go. Yes. No man that warreth entangled himself with the affairs. As he said, don't participate in the affairs of this life. What did he say? Entangled. What's that Greek word? You can remind me. Check it. I think it's not entangled again. No, Greek words. Check. Check now. Yeah, that's what I think Greek words change. I think we call it entangled wrongly one day. So, what's the meaning? Don't you all say in the Greek word? What's the meaning? So, intertwined. I know you like intertwined. So, towards? No other word, I mean, interwoven, right? So, we can call it to yoke. So, it's not the participation, it's what? It's the yoke. That means something is pulling me back. Entangled. Say entangled. Just like you are walking in the field and things just like entangled your leg. Entangled. Okay, let's read again. Want to go to verse 4. No man that warreth entangled himself with the affairs of this life that he may what? Please him who has chosen him to be a. Say no man. No. Some people say, ah, Jesus, don't worry, I can do it. He said no man. Say no man. So don't say I can take it. Mm-mm, you can't. And don't forget we are going to be judged by the word. Go back to Luke again, Luke 9. And I should be able to quote all the scripture offhand. But because since Jesus has not updated them, we keep reading them. Luke 9:57. So that's the issue. Is that entangled? That means I cannot be entangled with marriage. I cannot be entangled with family. I cannot be entangled with relationships. I cannot be entangled. He's not saying don't. Imagine, you know, God would be funny to say don't have relationships. That would be very funny. But you get there. Luke chapter 9:57. We just read straight from 57 to 62 nonstop. 1, 2, go. Yes, sir. And it came to pass as it went in the way, a certain man said unto him, Lord, I will follow thee without so thou goest. 58. And Jesus said unto him, foxes have holes and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. And he said unto another, follow me. But he said, Lord, suffer me first, so go and bury my father. And Jesus said unto him, let the dead bury their dead, but go thou and preach the kingdom of God. And another said unto him, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first go and bid them farewell, which art my house. And Jesus said unto him, no man have who lay his hand on his plow, looking back his feet for the kingdom. So these things are so much in the Bible to think is a mistake. They are too much to be neglected. If we neglect this, that will be disobedience. Neglect to these instructions will be disobedience. So all those I must hammer first. You should be ashamed to say that. First. And not I must hammer first. I don't want money. Let me see your hand. I don't want money, I only want the gold. What is gold? I said, no, we don't do money, we do e-currency. I don't want money, I want the alerts. Hope no way out that they are so rich that they don't spend money. They are so rich, they don't spend money. Just ask for what you want. Like, ask. How do you think kings operate? Kings. By, no, they don't have accounts. They have the town. It's to order. It's just to ask.
You need to read the history of those UAE, the United Arab Emirates. You see how they operate.
It's not, imagine you have a child like Bubu now. You say, okay, this one already now. She has already 10 airlines to her name. Jets. 10 Boeing 747. Making money for her.
Bubu that does not know if Jesus died.
Okay, go back to Matthew 16. No, that is not. No, that is not. Yes.
So you can't say you don't want money. Well, even here, because and the money must have brought you to church, right? Once you trek, especially in a place like Abuja. I found my purpose for life. I found my choices alive. This is the greatest trial to me. I found.
Matthew 16:24. Slowly, let's read. Yes. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him what? Deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Go to Mark 8:34:17. Mark 8:34. When he had called the disciples, when he had called the people unto him, with his disciples also, he said unto them, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow me. Same thing in Luke 9:23. He said unto them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily and follow me. Philippians now, 3:7. Same thing. Philippians 3:7. Please open this one. You now see what he's talking about. How when he's saying it, this, that, father, mother, you this one will not explain to you. Don't forget the epistles explains everything clearly. Philippians 3 verse 7. I'm sure your neighbor is there. Look at your Bible, says great people. Yeah, awesome. 3:7. Want to go? Let's read. Yes, sirs. Whosoever were again to me counted loss for Christ. What things soever are gained to me, then I counted loss for Christ. So what are the things? That's the question. What are the things? For you to do the things, check context. Let's now read now from verse 3. Slowly from verse 3 to 6. Slowly, let's read. For we are the circumcision which worship God in spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no what? Is it we have no flesh or no confidence in the flesh? So circle that. Confidence in the flesh. Circle that in your mind. See the things that you must take off. Confidence in the flesh. Not flesh. Oh. You don't have flesh. I don't understand you. Confidence in the what? So is that something material or an idea? A mindset, right? Thank you. See the next word, verse 4. Though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any man thinketh that he has whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more. Right now, you are explaining right trust in the flesh. That's another word again. Trust, not the flesh. First word you can see there, happy. You are not writing. I have lost you somewhere. If you miss something, just skip the 2-3 lines and go and continue. Don't get discouraged. And Rose is decided to help you. Thank you. So again, we have seen confidence in the flesh, right? We have seen trust, right? In the flesh, right? Okay. So if we match this with what we are reading about family, that would be, okay, I'm coming, let's finish reading. Circumcised the 8th day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, an Hebrew of Hebrews, as touching the law, a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, as touching the righteousness of the law, blameless. So what are the all things I must let go for Christ? Achievements. Write that down. Status. Attainments. Not people. But the idea behind it. Not your family. But the attachment behind it. Not your job. But the ego and mindset it communicates. Have you talked to somebody before and somebody just and he just and the guy just tell you cannot be talking to him
Have you talking to some people and just tell you that, no, I'm a married man or married woman. You cannot be talking to me like that. Have you seen anything like that before? You see a woman slap a guy, pa, 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 beat her. Don't touch her, she is married. Now, I'm not in support of women battle. But that's, you know, that idea. Hope you know some people cannot come to a church like this because they will say, we are young. Hope you know. All these young people. And you saw a post that Pastor Nanka put some days ago. He said, some people are saying in your church, they are all young people. See my answer. 60% of the Nigerian population, they are youth. So we are doing evangelism. We are doing it well. Amen. Hope you know some people. Okay, at least you all preach, right? As you are preaching to them, they are sizing your age. They are sizing your marital status. But they are sizing your pockets. If truly you have this Christ, awesome. They are sizing. I'm a man. Oh God! If you think I'm lying, who has watched Joyce Meyer's video before? Have you seen that his church is filled with more women? What happened to the men? You've seen that somewhere? Yeah. Me. And Buga. Praise God. So is the idea behind these things? Oh, my family. Oh. You cannot talk 2 minutes without mentioning your job. For the first 1 year that I was there, almost, I can say, almost less than 5 people in my church knew what I do. They didn't even think I just go and steal. Come back. For some people, you cannot just talk without, you know, this challenge, you know, this job, calm down. Tell me, say, calm down. Say, nobody will you get job. Come on, speak calm for broken. In fact, tell anybody, say, nobody will you get boo. Pipe low. Tall lad, they are talking to you. Don't pepper us. Amen. So is that idea? Is that idea? So, well, please write this down. I will still explain that. To make a family sweeter, it's best to be fun doing the same thing. Not that the man is a preacher and the woman is a makeup celebrity. Thank you. Philippians 3, verse 8. Be fun doing the same thing. So, let's continue sleeping. So yet, doubtless, I can't all things. That's the point. I can't all things, but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dungs, that I may what? That I may win Christ. You can see that? That means there's a reason. That I may win Christ. That means some excesses we don't participate because of our consecration, because of our devotion, some excesses. Okay? Verse 9. And be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. He's not saying that I may be rapturable, but he's saying I left all so that I can attain to the understanding of the resurrection of the dead. Again, he's saying I left all so that I can attain to the understanding of the resurrection of the dead. 1 Corinthians 7 right now. Let's start about marriage. 1 Corinthians 7. So, now, by the time you read this first verse now, you will understand why I have to first take you through everywhere I took you through. So it will not be strange to you. If it demands, we can slow down things for ministry, but we cannot slow down ministry for anything. If it demands, that's the point I've said. So now, see 1 Corinthians 7 verse 1. These things are in your Bible. Verse 1. Want to go? Let's read. Yes. Now consign the things wherefore you wrote unto me. It is good for a man not to. Brother Joshua. If you have not read all this, you will not understand. Now, let me quickly debunk something. So, now, see that word there. It says, it is good. That is good. That means it is profitable. It is profitable. If you understand what I've been saying since, this should not scare you. And by now, please write this down. Please write it down. You should know that there is no crown in heaven for your singleness. Write it down, oh. Not for your marital status, not for your marriedness. Sorry, for your. Is it? Write it down. Is it? Write that thing. There's no star in your heaven for your singleness. None. As fast as possible, so I can be sure. Let's quickly go through all the crown that we can see in the Bible. 2 Timothy 4 verse 7. Let's see if there is crown for. So I don't misinterpret Paul. No, we are teaching you this thing, not just for this year, for years to come. Some people say, but Paul is saying you should not touch a woman. Some people actually stand on this to do some celibacy, which I don't understand. 4 verse 7, want to go? 7 Timothy, 4 verse 7. Come on. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Verse 8, yes. Henceforth, there is laid for me a crown of what? Righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give to all singles. To what? To me at that day. Not to me only, but unto all that also what? Love is. Say, love is appearing. 1 Peter 5, verse 1. Be fast. Please be fast. Write down the scripture before you get a wrong information. That is why, like I said, nobody gave you one scripture. God gave us all scriptures. So you must see everything. So if he's saying it's good for you not to touch a woman, ask why, sir, why? Why is you may not touch a woman all your life, yet you will still go to hell. You may not touch a woman all your life, yet you will still go, yeah, depart, or whichever. After not touching a woman. Amen. R.T. Alpha. 1 Peter 5 verse 1. That people know they don't touch women. Sorry, don't touch, please. I mean, I'm talking about literal touch right now. That's me. I know. No, that's right. You're not talking about literal touch. But me, I'm talking about literal touch. Thank you. Soft. Thank you. 1 Peter 5, verse 1. Once we let's read, the elders which are among you I exhort, whom I'm also an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the grace that shall follow, feed the flock of God which is among you, taking oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy, say not for money. Okay, but of a ready mind. Verse 3, let me read 3, read verse 4 for me. Neither has been lords over God's heritage, but has been examples to the flock. Verse 4, want to go? When the chief shepherd shall appear, you shall receive a crown of glory that filleth Daniel 12, 2 and 3. Daniel 2. So you can say you have seen crown of life, crown of glory. Daniel 2, 12, 2 and 3. Let me read 12. Let me read 2. You read verse 3 for me. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life and some to everlasting contempt. To shame and everlasting contempt. Verse 3, slowly want to go. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. And they that turn men into righteousness as the stars forever.
First Corinthians 9. Come back to the New Testament. 1 Corinthians 9:22. You are seeing all the stars now, all the rewards. Rewards for what? For ministry. For ministry. To the weak became I as weak, that I may gain the weak. I made all things to all men, that I may by all means save some. And this I do for the gospel's sake, that I might be partaker thereof with you. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receive the prize. So run that you may obtain. 25, want to go? Every man that strive for the mystery is temperate in all things. Now they do it for to obtain a corruptible crown, but we are incorruptible. Hallelujah. James 1, 12. See the crowns, see the crowns, see the crowns. So you see again as ministry, James 1 verse 12. Let's be fast. James 1, 12. Want to go? Blessed is the man that endure temptation. That's for ministry. For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life which the Lord hath promised to them that... Okay, Revelation 2, 8. Revelation 2 and 8 and 3 then. Revelation 2, 8. And to the angel of the church of Simna, write this thing, said the first and the last, which was dead and is alive, and know thy works and tribulations and poverty, but thou art rich. Awesome. He said, I know your poverty, but you are rich. I know the blasphemy of them that say they are Jews, but are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Verse 10. One, two, let's read. Fear none of this which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, and you shall be tried, and you shall have tribulation 10 days, but be faithful unto the dead, and I will give thee a crown of life. Talking about persecution, just general suffering for the gospel. Revelation 3, this is the last one, then we'll continue. Revelation chapter 3, verse 7. And to the angel of the church of Philadelphia, write these things, saith he that is holy, that is true, he that has the key of David, he that has opened it, and no man shut it, and no man open it. I know thy works, and behold, I have said before, you look at your Bible, said before thee an open door, and that no man can shut it, for thou hast little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, and do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee. Let me return, because thou hast kept the word of my... the word of my patience, and I also keep thee in the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. 11, want to go? Behold, I come quickly. Hold fast that which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. It's a hold fast. That is talking about consistency. Crown, crown. So, any crown for singleness? So, back to 1 Corinthians 7 right now. So, 7 verse 1, now concerning the things whereof you wrote unto me, it is good for a man not to touch a woman. So, you now ask why. What does it mean? What is it saying? So, that means there is more behind what he's saying. After you don't do half reading, read everything. Get the full concept. Don't stop midway. So, ask this question in your notes. In what way is singleness better than marriage? Write that down as a question. Don't forget, that statement is not standalone. Because, here's the question. If you don't marry, and you still don't serve, your marriage might have been better for you. So, what Paul was saying here is, okay, whether married or unmarried, what must be done, must be done. But by worldly standard, it should be easier for ministry to be done while single. But we have discovered that singleness is actually a war to many people. It's a war. Why marriage is normally singleness should be when you are calm in serving the Lord. Marriage should not be when you are busy, right? But many people, when they're actually busy, is what? Mole fo. Mole goria golo, right? 1 Timothy 5 verse 5. Just hold on. Focus. Yeah, I'm wrong.
rushing. Finish this today. Now, please see this. 1 Timothy 5, verse 5 and 6. Now, this is to a widow. 1 Timothy 5, 5 and 6. Want to go? Let's read. Now, she that is a widow indeed and desolate, trusted in God, yes, and what? Continued in supplications and prayers night and day. 6. But she that liveth in what? Pleasure is dead. Why? Can you see a contrast? Now, that means there is a widow that can live in pleasure. There's also a widow that can what? Serve God. That means that singleness is not the matter, right? It is what I am doing in the singleness. Amen, amen. Praise God. You all remember when I was teaching you about opportunities, right? Opportunities, that should be under, is that under offices? And I'm saying that if you are alone, you are not under parental, let me not use the word slavery, parental siege. Like, I know since I should be looking at the wristwatch right now. Sorry. You are not under somebody's. I say you should deem it as a what? As a what? Gift of God. Freedom is a lot. Well, what we now see, we see people that you know, if you decide to pray, if you go to your house right now, see me, I just tell them this, and you pray from tomorrow till Sunday, who will complain? Why have you not done it? Cynthia, if you go to your sitting room right now, and you stand like this, and you pray for 4 hours loudly, who will complain? Hallelujah. Praise God. The liberty is for the Lord. We must not abuse it. That's the point. Liberty is of God. Is of God. That means if you are free, you have your time. Nobody is calling you to check that. When are you? Are you still in church? What is happening? Nobody is on your soul. Deem it. Like, see this one now. He's not of his business. He's not everything. Yet I'm pursuing him. Divine, where are you? Where are you? This is not the owner. Yeah. Amen, amen. Now, so go to 1 Corinthians 7. So we have seen that the widow can be engaged in things of God. The widow can also live in what? In prayer. So it's about what I am doing. Now see, 1 Corinthians 7, verse 5. Defraud ye not one the other, except it be with consent for a time, that you may give yourself to us fasting and prayer, and come together again, that Satan tempts you not for your incontinency. So you can see that the married are told to devote time for God. The widow or the single can also was devote time for God. So write this down. Simply saying, nothing is worth abandoning ministry for. Nothing. Nothing is worth slowing down for. Now, see, that same widow or that same unmarried woman, can she marry? Yes. Go to verse 39, 1 Corinthians 7. That same widow that is fasting day and night, can she marry? Yes. But see the clause, 1 Corinthians 7, 39. The wife is bound by the law as long as her husband liveth, but if her husband be dead, he is at liberty to what? To be married to whom she will. But what? But what? Only in the Lord. Say only in the Lord. So meaning either in marriage or outside marriage, I must continue the same thing. I must continue the same thing. No reason will just be good enough to abandon ministry for, to slow down for. Before Jesus, why you cannot serve cannot be explained. It cannot be explained. Why you cannot disciple people, it cannot be explained. Why you don't have time, it will not be discussed. So right now that you still have your liberty, that you have control, you should know what you are entering into. Know what you are entering into. Like I said on Monday, if you have entered before knowing the word, well, that may be counted as times of ignorance. Which also does not mean, which does not connote any celebration. But be at your best. Be at your best. Put up your best. Put up your best. Put up your best. See 7:27. Come here. I will explain that one slowly to you. So what I'm saying is, now that you have control over who to marry, who to choose, you must make the right decision. You must not enter a cage. If you open your eyes right now, you now entered a relationship that will thwart you from the ministry. You are not fit. That means you are just not fit. You know why? You know why? Because if you have made that decision, you will make another one again. If you have made that decision that you can sideline something, so don't worry, this is just, let me just marry this guy, he's rich, he's fine. Don't worry, I will do my own Jesus, he'll be doing his own money, things. One day, too, you will still make another decision. Are you with me? You will still make another decision that will thwart ministry demand because you have learned to prioritize less. Okay? See, verse 27. So, insincerity once allowed does not stop at one choice. Insincerity once allowed does not stop at one choice. It will be multiple. It will come again. It will come again. It will come again. 1 Corinthians 7:27. You know, Sunday will be awesome. Art thou bound to a wife? What should you not do? Okay, sorry. Let me wait for you. I'm going to be fast. Let's close in 10 minutes. 7:27. Are you there? Are thou bound to a wife? Seek not to be loosed. Are thou loosed from a wife? Seek not a wife. What do you think is the issue here? Hello? Look at it. Read. Again, you know, when we are reading that Philippians 3, we have seen that the flesh is not the issue. It's the trust in the flesh, right? It's the confidence in the flesh. So see this one. Are thou bound to a wife? Seek not to be loosed. Are thou loose from a wife? Seek not a wife. What do you think is the issue here? Attention. The seeking. Write this down. That seeking to be loose will take your attention from your Christ, from your Christian duties. Divorce is focused attention. So, okay, let me explain this. That's Ed. That means he's saying, okay, maybe you have married somebody. Barapa is not. All he likes is just to make money. You have married Barata before, you know, you understand the world, you understand everything, before you became born again, you see. He's saying, don't seek to live in. Do you know why? Because that energy, that mindset, that attention that I will spend into living in is already useful time distracted from ministry. Sorry, put that down now, you can put it down. Sorry. Amen. Have you seen what people go through to divorce? You go to the court, Abby. You go and register. You go and you go to his family. You go and talk. You go and talk. Go to this one. You talk. This one talk. Go look for a lawyer. You spend your money. All those times you be in church. But if you are in church, then your brother will tell you that brother walk in love now. So you know you be in church. So that attention. So. I would have said something here, but some sisters will be offended. But see, now you say, are thou loose from a wife? Seek not a wife. Do you know why? Because of what you go through to get get one. Say that. I don't know if I can say this. You spoke to a lady for 6 months. 6 months. 6 months. You kept talking to her every week for 6 months. And later you move on. After you move on, she now tell you that you didn't tarry enough. To a man in ministry, you didn't tarry enough. So what they're actually expecting is that you're not telling him no, but just stay around, keep trying.
Ministry-minded brothers does not have such time. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So the issue is that attention, actually. That's not the issue. That's attention. You brothers, I'm not joking. You cannot be useless for months. And it's why you look like this. She gave me a liar today. Why? Move on! Say, God needs my mind. That's the issue. It needs your thinking. A brain that is bothered about the girl did not accept me cannot heal the sick. Yes, sir. You cannot. That's the issue. You're not thinking about sick. That is all you are thinking about. And you know how this thing can just attach your head. You they will say tongue and interpretation. Bookie. You have seen a brother. You have seen a brother. He is in church. He's a minister. He's committed. And you are still expecting him to talk for 1 year. For 1 year. Who taught you that pattern? I apologize, sister. Now, of course, you should trust me. I'm not saying just everybody approve. So, as I said, come on Friday and come on Sunday. A lot will be said. So, go back to chapter 7, verse 13. So, there's a reason behind all those instructions. So, he said earlier to the lady or guy that is attached to an unbeliever, he said, if he be pleased with your Christian commitment. Let's see it. 1 Corinthians 7, 13. And the woman which hath an husband that believeth not, if what he be pleased to dwell with her, let her not what? Leave him. That means the guy is not giving you trouble. I mean, you have done it before. See, this one, you have done it before what? Sanity, right? You have done it before ministry. You have done it before you understood. So, he said, but if the guy is okay with you, don't put away. Again, see the next verse, 14. But for the unbelieving husband is sanctified by the wife, and the unbelieving wife is sanctified by the husband. Else were your children unclean, but now they are holy. 15, slowly, want to go? But if the words, unbelieving, so who should depart? Believing or unbelieving? Why? Because the believing should not have time to also be thinking about what I am going. You should not have time to be processing divorce. Are you with me? I mean, so you don't have time. You don't have time. So the person that should say, okay, I'm going, is not even you. You, all your mindset is on love. Please, let me be fast so I can finish this. So if the unbeliever departs, let him depart. A brother or sister is not under bondage in such case. But God has called us to peace. Say to peace. So who should spend time and energy looking for divorce? Not a Christian. Not a Christian, the unbelieving, not the man in church. Because your mind is busy for God, your mind is busy with your Christian duty, your mind is busy with love for God, for your Christian duty, and for love. That's what is in your head. It's the man that is not in church that should have hatred in his head. Praise God. Are you with me? So, well, almost there. So,
That means if he's saying, that means that maybe a woman that married an unbelieving man, if he's saying your commitment is too much, you say, see, guy, I love you and I'm here to stay. But this is my commitment. I can't stop it. Are you with me? I love you. I am here to stay, but I cannot stop this for you. Tito, I love you. I am here to stay, but also I cannot stop this, my commitment for you. So both statements ask my approval that I love you, I am committed, that I am doing ministry, I am also what? Are you with me? Say there's no motivation in the Bible for divorce. And of course, in such cases, you also need to allow your leaders to guide you. But to not say, no, our daddy does not like us coming for midweek services, so we are almost watching Telemundo. Why not stay at home watching the live stream? Why not stay at home praying? No, our daddy said I must be on his chest. All true. You are good. Amen. So now you shall back to chapter 7:16 again. For what knowest thou, O wife, whether thou shalt save thy husband, or how knowest thou, O man, whether thou shalt what? Save thy wife. So that means your staying back is so that you can profit there too. It's for Christian duty. Are you with me? Even the staying back is not because I'm just staying back. It's all your money. That means even the staying back is also for who? For Christ. Say for Christ. So, thank you. See 28 now. 7:28. But, and if thou marry, thou art not sinned. And if a virgin marry, she hath not sinned. Nevertheless, such shall have trouble in the flesh, but I spare you. 29. But this I say, brethren, let's read together. The time is short. It remains that both they that have wives be as though they had none. Somebody is saying that one is plural. If I catch you, there's no plural or singular in those Greek that is written there. So you say they, right? So that means men that has what? Wives, not man. Father Abraham has many wives. Amen. So don't allow people to use all those things. Some people, those polygamous work. We know that time in Facebook. You just look for anything to just say rubbish. God forgive them. Okay. So they that have wives as though they have none, and they that weep as though they wept not, and they that rejoice as though they rejoice not, and they that buy things as though they possess none. That's a lot. That means you find cash, you look like you don't have anything. You don't look like you don't have. Why? Let's 31, yes. And they that use this word as not abusing it. Why? For the fashion of this word passeth away. Now, what are the things that he calls the fashion of this world? Buying things, right? Rejoicing, weeping, marriage. Can you see it there? Hello, can you see it there? So meaning all our earthly edge. I am married, I am not married, they will all be forgotten. Our edge, E-D-G-E, right? The edge you think you have over another. I am the breadwinner, I am this, I am that, I am the richest man in Africa, it will be no more. So back to 7:32. But I won't have you without carefulness. He that is unmarried cared for the things that belongs to God, how he may please the Lord. So that should be known. Please look at your Bible. Again, okay, so let's read it together. Again, want to go? But I won't have you without carefulness. He that is unmarried careth for the things that belong to the Lord, how he may what? Please the Lord. Now, this should be numb, right? Hello? This should be numb. But does that mean all the unmarried men are in church? Hello? Where are they? Pub. Pub champagne. We'll go there. Emirates Stadium.
So this should be norm. Guess what? Some people can also get married and become better. Yes or no? And also some people can get married and that is the end of PR. So pastor, can't you see me? I have seen you. Sit down. Amen, amen. So that means this is more than the marriage or the singleness, but the art. Say the art. Say the art. That's the point. It's the art. It's the art. A lot of single folks today too, they don't have time for God. A lot of them. A lot of them. Okay, we'll just read this through and that will be the last scripture. So, see, we read from 33 to 35. But he that is married cared for the things of the world, how he may please his wife. This also should be known. 34, there is difference, I will explain this on Friday or Sunday, I don't know. There is difference also between a wife and a virgin. The unmarried woman cared for the things of the Lord, that she may be holy, both where? In the body and in the spirit. Is it always so? Is it always so? This is what ought to be, right? But she that is married cared for the things of the world, how she may please her husband. Ask my wife where she has been since morning. If she is pleasing since morning. Praise God. So it's not also. Amen. Praise God. Now, is that from all? This is really not norm. It's even far from norm. If you marry a banker, you know you don't have the wife. You are not our owner. Are you with me, He's shaking his head. Amen. So this is just all to be known. That means what can distract the woman is more than the marriage. What can distract the man is also more than the what? Marriage. That means I can be single, yes, distracted. I can be married, yes, distracted. Yet I can be single, yet not distracted. And I can be married and find a way not to be what? Distracted. So the primary thing 1 Corinthians 7 is saying is serve the Lord, avoid distraction. Either you are married or you are not married. So in not saying 35, and this I speak not for your own profit, not that I may cast a snare upon you, but for that which is comely, that you may attend upon the Lord without distraction. Can you see that? Okay, I know you are writing. Well done. Well done. That's the last scripture. Then, Bramanke, help us. So, 35. And this I speak for your own profit, not that I may what? Cast a snare upon you. It's not, I'm not trying to. It's not saying that. I'm not trying to force you against your persuasion. I'm not trying to force you against your will. I'm not trying to tell you to do what you are not ready to do. But all I am saying is that you may attend upon the law without. Please, what is the Greek word for distraction there? Someone saying, you're not with your phone. Distraction. What is the Greek word? What is he saying? Oh, okay. Without anxiety. Without anything. Again? Care. Without solicitude. Without distraction. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That we may attend unto the Lord without distraction. So, this is what we are looking for. The married can be distracted with marriage, and sadly, the unmarried can be distracted with the possibilities of singleness. Don't have plenty of people toasting you at once. That is attention. It's a serious attention taker. If you open your WhatsApp right now, you will see your last 10 conversations. 6 toasters. You are already married. As far as God is concerned. That. Oh God. So maybe, but I cannot stop it. Well, you have the block button. Maybe you dash out your number. Hallelujah. Praise God. But Pastor, we don't know which of them will click. be sincere. You will know which one, you know which one should not click. Are you with me? I'm not saying you know the one that will click, but by default, as he's talking, so as he just said, what's up? As he starts the conversation with XUP. Sup. As he starts with that, say, I like your figure eight. What else?
Block.
Again, I'm not joking. You may not know the one that you click, but you should know the one that should not click. The one that is just a waste of time. Are you with me? Same goes to you. Hallelujah. Say we must attend to the Lord without distraction. So, yeah, that's it for today. We must attend to the Lord without distraction. The unmarried can be distracted with the possibility of singleness. So, how do we sort out this riddle? Be together in service to the Lord. That way, something both of you as esteemed as superior has joined you together. That means if small saint right now, he marries a man of God, he marries a man also in ministry, that means they are joined in two places. They are joined in the flesh, they are also joined in the ministry. Praise God. Hallelujah. So that is security. Sit down. Because she has security. Glory, glory, glory. So, nothing is sweet enough to abandon God and his ministry for. Lastly. You have to help me with that song. So, don't establish your relationship after the world's pattern of love. Don't. You are in Christ. Don't establish your relationships after the world's pattern of love. That is too much uncertainty. Too much. Don't just define it as eating together, sleeping together, going to shop right together, flexing together. No. Also define yours as serving together. We see this much more on Friday. Stay together, love together, serve together. Say serve together. Say in marriage, what I look forward to is serving together. Thank you, be on your feet. Offer my life to you. Be on your feet, let's sing.
Use it for your glory. Lord, I offer my gifts to you. Lifting my praise to you.
Lift up your hands, sing.
As a pleasing sacrifice, Lord, I offer you my life.
Again, come on.
Lord, I offer my life to you. Everything I be true.
Sing.
Use it for your glory. Lord, I offer my days to you. It's in my praise to you. As a blazing sacrifice.
Pray everybody. Thank you. No, it's too good. No. You know the verse? No. No man is too valley round and valley giver. Da. Yeah, village too valley round and valley no so valleys.